Peter, good to see you. Today we are talking about the four expenses that retirees almost always underestimate. It's difficult to determine what we'll need to live on in retirement, of course, but it's incredibly important to nail down known expenses so we can build an income plan around them. So let's start with the number one cost that we almost always underestimate. That is healthcare. We need to remind everybody, Medicare doesn't cover anything, and long-term care can wipe out your savings if you don't have insurance.
It covers some things. It covers the cost of routine kind of maintenance, so to speak, and some, you know, prescription drug discounts. So there's certainly a benefit because it is not like privately paying out of pocket for healthcare insurance. But the expenses of just the premiums, the copays, the deductibles alone, I have seen stats that can add up to several hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of retirement. And you're right, Aaron, it does not cover the cost of long-term care. And those stats from the Department of Health and Human Services, the most recent ones I saw, was that 69.8% of people, 7 in 10, are going to require some amount of long-term care over the course of our lifetime, and very, very few people have actually planned and accounted for that. So on day one of retirement, we've got a finite amount of money. We've got an unknown amount of time that we've got to make that money last. That's why there is such a fear of running out of money in retirement is, well, how much can I spend in year one, year two, year three, not to run out in year 25, 30, 31, 2, and 3? And all of these expenses need to be accounted for. And healthcare, Your best time is before something happens, when you are young and healthy enough to address that at a reasonable cost and expense. And unfortunately, even the traditional forms of long-term care have changed and gone away, Aaron. This is a big elephant in the room that definitely needs to be discussed in the course of your financial and specifically retirement plan.
Right. Number two, housing. Even if you own your home outright, you, of course, will still have expenses.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to enter into retirement mortgage-free or see the time when you will be mortgage-free relatively early into retirement, because that's going to do a lot for the cash flow situation. But even when the home's paid off, there's still home insurance, there's still taxes, there's routine maintenance and upkeep, there's appliances that go out that you need to replace. At some point in time, maybe you're hiring people to do jobs that you used to be able to manage. And a lot of times, even if it was not originally intended, people relocate in retirement. They may move to the dream home, or maybe they downsize. But even when they downsize, they upgrade because they want that next one to be their forever home and be retirement ready and to be ready for aging. And so even when people do downsize, Aaron, oftentimes I find that they don't down price. And it's not like, oh, well, we've netted this big windfall from selling our old house and moving into a smaller one. So we really need to not completely eliminate housing expenses from our budget, even when the mortgage does get paid off.
Right. Number three, one of your favorite topics, taxes. A lot of retirees underestimate what we'll pay in taxes in retirement, and we'll still be paying income taxes in most cases. And a lot of retirees don't know that Social Security is taxed.
Yeah, and a little tongue-in-cheek there, favorite topics. It's an important one. It's not my favorite thing to, but we all know that we must pay taxes. We don't want to get in trouble with the IRS, but the way that we have been taught to save for retirement for the last generation, for more than 35 years now, has actually led to us being in the highest tax situation possible once we are in retirement, meaning we had the 401ks, fantastic. Hey, just save in the 401k, defer and delay, don't pay that tax bill now while you're earning it. Well, that balance built up. And now every time we take a withdrawal from it, not only is that withdrawal fully taxable, but it also has a triple whammy effect because your Social Security, due to those withdrawals, can become taxable. And at a certain level, your Medicare premiums are also means tested based on income. So those withdrawals from your IRAs and 401ks, not only are they taxable, but they cause the Social Security to become taxable, and they can cause the Medicare premiums to be increased. So yeah, Aaron, we've got to plan proactively for taxation. Mm-hmm. And the first few years of retirement is always a little bit of figuring out your new tax situation. But generally, they are the lowest years of income that you will likely have for the duration of the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And therefore, a particularly good time to do some tax planning. Additionally, right now, because of our larger tax environment, is a window of opportunity to do some proactive tax planning. If you're missing this one right now, you are missing a big, big piece of the total financial picture. You need to be talking about taxes with your planner and doing some proactive tax planning.
Right. Taxes is always my center square and my bingo card with you, Peter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is one of our largest known expenses in retirement. It cannot be overlooked. And several of these other ones, your healthcare, your largest potential expense. And we'll get to another one in a second. I'm gonna
And you've touched on it a second ago. Travel and leisure. As you mentioned, you know, we might have higher expenses right when we retire, but we want to enjoy this hard-earned retirement.
Right. Planning is goal-oriented. What are your plans for retirement? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to fill your time with? We suddenly have this void. We're not setting the alarm clock. We're not showing up for the 9 to 5, but every day is a Saturday on vacation suddenly. And we spend more money on the weekends and on vacation. Now we're combining the two and making that our permanent status. We've got to carefully plan out what is going to fill our time, what our recreation, what our leisure is going to be about. And those things cost money. And so we need to plan to be able to provide to support our goals and our time and what we intend to fill it with. Now, you can get involved in things, maybe even a part-time job just to fill some time. I see people who don't as much retire these days. Some people rewire and just go start mm-hmm. doing things that are more fulfilling for them. Maybe you can do volunteer work. Maybe your recreation isn't highly expensive, but even if it's gardening, I mean, that takes some investment. I know that, you know, the time I spend out in the garden, I'm buying flowers, I'm buying plants and dirt, and those things still even cost a little bit of money. So when we're taking trips, vacations, going to see the kids, the grandkids, RVing, traveling, going down to the beach or the mountains or wherever, those are even bigger tickets, even when it's local kind of domestic travel that we've got to account for in our budget and planning for retirement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Peter, what are some tips then so we can avoid any surprise expenses?
Well, the big one, it's been called the silent thief, but let's bring it out. Let's shout about it. Inflation, right? Is that I see a lot of people who sort of plan that retirement in 10 years and 15 years is going to cost the same as it costs today. And that is simply not the case. Even at historically relatively low 3% inflation, that would mean that your expenses double in 24 years. That's well within the timeline of most people's retirements. And it's not just the things that we buy today that we've got to consider, because if we think back 20 years, what new line items are in your budget today that were not something you had to think about or pay for or hadn't even thought of 20 years ago? And we are going to have additional line items added to the budget. So it's not just the inflation on the items that we buy and pay for today. It is all of those new items that are going to be added to the budget, to our expenses that we've really got to account for. And it's more than inflation, but I think that it is malpractice to an extent that inflation is not being specifically addressed in a lot of people's income planning when they look at their forecast for retirement. Mm-hmm. It certainly is a large oversight at the very least, and it needs to be addressed. It's absolutely vital, because all of these expenses that we talked about, they are going to get more expensive, and we have to have some reasonable guidelines for, are we going to be able to take this finite amount of money and make it last for as long as we need it to, and then some?
Right. And speaking with an expert to help you answer that question is so important. So, Peter, if somebody wants to have this conversation with you, how can they reach you?
Give us a call at Rashawn Planning. This is what we do. We focus on that holistic plan. We design the optimized retirement plan where we address income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in a documented plan that we will provide to you. So pick up the phone, give me a call at Rashawn Planning, 919-300-5886, 919-300-5886. 5886, or you can go online. It looks like richonplanning.com. It's Rashawn Planning. It looks like richonplanning.com.
All right, Peter, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey everyone, Peter Rashawn here. Hope you enjoy the content. As always, make sure that you like, subscribe, share the videos with others that may find this information helpful. And as always, you're welcome to be in touch or to submit questions or comments. You can comment below the video anything that you'd like to see or hear shared on our YouTube channel and in future videos. If you got a topic that you've been thinking about or is of concern for you financially, be sure to let us know. We'd love to help you by discussing it on the channel. So appreciate the continued views and the likes and the subscribes, the shares, the comments, always helpful. We look forward to getting you the information that you need.
This has been Planning Matters Radio.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. You are encouraged to seek investment, tax, or legal advice from an independent professional advisor. Any investments and/or investment strategies mentioned involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, a registered investment advisor.
Fiduciary duty extends solely to investment advisory advice and does not extend to other activities such as insurance or broker-dealer services. Advisory clients are charged a quarterly fee for assets under management, while insurance products pay a commission, which may result in a conflict of interest regarding compensation.